big boat and built us two, he left to fish.
Well, do you ever, you know what a bateau was, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was just a little boat, which you paddle and paddle on it, so.
Well, when you...
I haven't got them yet.
Before you get in the boat, I mean, if it's up on land, you have to do what?
You have to push it out in the water. You launch it out somewhere tight.
Yeah.
Out to something.
Y'all have all sorts of docks around here, places like that? You have a place where boats come up and land, or...?
No, these people have on the farms where they have they just have a place they time, you know, where they come in to and fasten down and come down, or else anything keeps them going back out. But
yes, ma'am.
You can go in them boats now. I got a granddaughter here. They've got a pretty good sized farm. They've got a big pond on the use for irrigation. Well, they've got two.
Irrigation,
but,
huh?
Mm-hmm.
They irrigate their land?
Mm-hmm.
What do they grow?
They grow tobacco, peanuts, cotton, corn, soybeans, things like that.
Yes.
But,
I'm sorry, go ahead, I interrupted. About the pond, you
think? Well, Lemmet just uses those little boats to go fishing. All they do is just drive up where, you know, where they can fasten somewhere. You know, you have an anchor thing, right? Most of them just fasten to something, tie them up to something to get ready to go fishing again.
Yeah.
They've got several boats out there on that place, and I got a niece that lives out there. They've got boats in the lake. My niece and them has got a big pond, and people go out there and pay to fish.
Mm-hmm. Is there a big river coming through here, through the county or anything like that?
Oak Lawton is the biggest one we have. That's right. Passes just west of town here. Yeah. I guess you come from Doran, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Come through Fussinola. Well, that river out there, that's the biggest one we've got right through here.
That's right, okay.
So,
was there a stream or any kind of place on your place that like that? Was there any kind of...
No, nothing, but just, it was called a branch, but it run you about all the time. It was, had water in it most of it. It never did, I don't ever remember it drying up completely,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't a big one.
What would you call a place, you know, that would have water in it some of the time, but maybe it would dry up in the summer? You ever see those?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Did y'all have any land down by the river that would maybe overflow in the spring and had to be plowed late?
No, here down Mississippi they do. I saw my husband. The year I told you we lived over there.
Yes, ma'am.
Because he was teaching then, but he had went back over there and They call that the lowland down next to the river, and they had planted 4 acres of corn down there, and it was up, I reckon, about 2 or 3 inches high. And it come a big rain, and that river overflowed, and I saw him and his brother swim over where they had their corn planted to a fence that was back out there. They swam to this wire fence, and then back out to the road from where I was waiting for.
Good gosh.
But it don't overflow here like that. But